New York radio could be changed forever. That's the warning from politicians and industry execs now that the personal people meters have debuted in New York. The small electronic devices are carried by a select group of people and can sense what radio stations they're listening to. The PPMs replace the old system where people would write down what they listened to in diaries that they would send to Arbitron. Arbitron is facing a lawsuit over the PPMs because black and Hispanic radio stations say their listeners are not being fairly counted.
The end result is simple. If the ratings go out the way they are today, a year from now, 6 months from now, there'll be less Spanish language radio stations in this market and every other market they're rolling out, and there'll be a lot less urban stations.
That's Frank Flores. He's the vice president at Spanish language stations Amor and La Mega, which has taken a big hit in the new ratings, and that means lower ad revenue. Mainstream stations like Z100 have generally done better with the new ratings, and the urban station KISS is doing about the same, while WBLS is down. David Hinckley has been following the ratings. He writes about media for the Daily News.
It's literally a matter of life and death for radio stations, what their ratings come out to. And there aren't big differences here. The difference between the number three station in the market, which would probably get a big share of an advertising buy in that demographic, and a number eight station could be 0.2 of a percentage point. It could be having 4.2% of the audience as opposed to 4% of the audience. So even fine distinctions within the ratings make a big difference to radio stations.
You know, Arbitron has said that these PPMs are more accurate than the diaries that people used to keep because they measure not just your active listening, like when you're driving your car, but they measure what music or commercials you hear when you, say, go into a deli to get a sandwich. Do advertisers care about that kind of peripheral exposure to radio?
You wouldn't think advertisers would care about that, but they do, because apparently their studies show, and who am I to dispute their studies, that this kind of casual exposure is also effective. If you're in that deli buying your sandwich, waiting to pay for it, and Light FM's on the radio and there's an ad on that for a car dealer or some sort of food, you're exposed to that. That's registering with you the same way as if you had gone to your office and actively turned on Light FM and listened to it there. The big shift, a demographic shift under PPM, in fact, has been that many more people are exposed to radio than the diary system had suggested. The cume, which is the number of people who are exposed to the station over the course of a week, has doubled or tripled for a lot of stations. So a Light FM or a Z100 will have 5 million people listening to it or exposed to it during the week, as opposed to the 2 million or so that were recorded under the diary system. But, as you said, they listen for a lot less time than they did.
Just to be clear, it's not the accuracy of the personal people meters that's the issue here. It's who's selected to carry them. Critics say that Arbitron hasn't really done a good job of reaching out to families that only have cell phones. Also, Frank Flores, again, he's with the Spanish language stations Amor and La Mega. He says Arbitron hasn't reached out to enough communities.
We started asking some questions about country of origin. At first, they said, why is that important? Well, we said it's important because a Hispanic isn't a Hispanic isn't a Hispanic.
So how is Arbitron defending its selection process?
Arbitron, of course, has been doing this for 25, 30 years, a long time. So they argue that they know demographics, that they know how to place people meters just the same way they knew how to place diaries. They say that they have the system in place and the wherewithal to very accurately put the proper number of diaries in Hispanic households, in primarily Spanish-speaking Hispanic households, in primarily English-speaking Hispanic households, in Dominican communities, in Puerto Rican communities, in African-American communities, that they not only know the broad demographics of the area, but they know the specific, the micro-demographics of the area.
I know another explanation for the decline in ratings under the new system for minority stations is that under the old system, minority listenership was overestimated, they argue. How does that argument go?
That's one of the unspoken sort of dark areas of this whole controversy. Several years ago, Arbitron began weighting the responses of its diary participants in response to complaints that black and minority listenership was undercounted. And this was seen as an appropriate step, particularly by black and Hispanic stations, to create a more equitable representation of what listening actually was. And the suggestion now is that perhaps PPM removes that weighting, that PPM measures just quote-unquote raw listening, and that the actual listening may be closer to what PPM is showing than to what the weighted diaries were showing.
Well, we'll be watching to see what happens. That's David Hinckley. He writes about the media for the Daily News. WNYC is one of the stations that pay for Arbitron data.